Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go to the order of business with the introduction of bills?
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, I have a bill, but before I introduce it, I would like to request unanimous consent for the introduction of a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator proceed.
Mr. President, on my left and your right, seated with my lovely wife, Johnsy, we have Yvonne Heath, who is actually not a constituent of mine. You're in Senator Goodman, or the senator from Lawrence's district, is that correct?
I corrected it.
I didn't hear anything, Senator. Proceed.
The senator from Lawrence's district, I believe. But she is a member of the PSRS board along with my wife, and I would ask that she be made welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Would the guest of the senator from Jasper please rise? And would members of the Senate please welcome the guest of the senator from Jasper?
And now, Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 460, introduced by Senator Nadler, an act relating to Division of Developmental Disabilities Case Management Services.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, the bill is self-explanatory.
Senator from the 11th.
I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 461, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to unemployment insurance electronic payment cards.
Senator, you care to explain your bill?
None.
Senator from Cape, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 462, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to hazardous substance releases.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? He's gone. Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill.
Send the bill forward.
I do not need an explanation.
Very good. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 463, introduced by Senator Days et al., an act relating to health insurance coverage for eating disorders.
Senator from Saline.
I have a bill.
Send the bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 464, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to insurance producers.
Senator from Johnson.
I have a bill.
Send the bill forward.
Thank you.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 465, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to unemployment.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you for asking. This bill talks about unemployment and maybe doing a little bit of reorganization, reshuffling of departments to better serve those who are going through unemployment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th.
Bill.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 466, introduced by Senator Smith, an act relating to public financing of elections.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation needed.
Senator from the 10th, for purpose to seek recognition.
I have three bills.
Please send the bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 467, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to nursing home liability insurance.
Senator from the 10th.
Information on any of the bills. Thank you, Mr. President.
Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill 468, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to service of ex parte orders of protection.
Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 469, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the rights of tenants in cases of foreclosure.
Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Not to be outdone by the Senator from the 10th, I have three bills.
Please send your bills forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 470, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to income tax rates.
Senator from Clay?
Yes, Mr. President, there's too big government and not enough disposable income. This rearranges that so that we just lower across the board the tax rates in the state of Missouri, help put a little more pocket money in the hands of Missourians.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 471, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to the regulation of highways.
Senator from Clay.
I'm sorry, no explanation, Mr. President.
Okay, very good. Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 472, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to the disclosure and distribution of public funds.
Senator from Clay.
Mr. President, this takes transformation and disclosure in government a lot further in that it requires all political subdivisions, if they have a website and they have an electronic accounting system, to put all their disbursements on their website, as we have been doing in Clay County for a while.
Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 473, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to public employee collective bargaining.
Senator from 24th.
It is self-explanatory. Thank you.
Very good. Senator from the 5th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I have four bills to send forward.
Please send the bills forward.
And they are all self-explanatory.
Very good.
Thank you.
Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill 474, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to public utilities.
Secretary, please read the second.
Senate Bill 475, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of health care revenues by requiring health carriers to expend a certain percentage of their total annual revenues on health services.
Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 476, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to jury duty.
Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 477, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to transportation development districts.
Introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, could you go to the reports of standing committees and I have a report for you.
Reports of standing committees. Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 104, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to senators are correct. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 215, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to senators are correct. Also, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 280, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the current concurrent resolution do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 16, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 202, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, after examination of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 8, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provision of Senate Rule 45. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, for your information and that of the body, what we'll plan on doing is going to resolutions 302, 303, and 304. Then third reading, SB 140, and hopefully perfecting Senate Bill 37, the public defender bill that we took up the other day, and then we can go home. So if you would move us to the order of business of resolutions and recognize the Senator from Buchanan.
Resolutions. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Before I get started, would you please refer the perfected Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 104 to the Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee?
Shall be so referred.
And then if I could seek unanimous consent for the introduction of special guests.
Seeing no objection, Senator proceed.
Mr. President, I have a group that just joined me. I have 12 juniors and seniors from Benton High School in St. Joseph who are in Jefferson City for the Life Smarts Competition, which is a personal finance competition. I think everybody in this body knows that we believe in financial education. They're accompanied by their principal, Jeanette Westfall, and ask the Senate to join me, and we welcome you to Jeff City.
Will the guests of the Senator from Buchanan please rise? Senators, please give the guests from the Senator Buchanan a round of give them applause. Screw that up.
Mr. President.
Trying to show the Senator from the 15th how to screw up. Senator from Buchanan.
I can assure you he doesn't need to be shown. Mr. President, I'd move that Senate Resolution Number 302 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Buchanan. It's many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the move for the adoption of the resolution. This is the first of three resolutions before the body. These are the so-called 2020 committees, the resolutions established those. You might remember on the first day of session, I talked about the fact that Missouri operates essentially as a $23 to $24 billion organization that doesn't have a strategic plan. Unlike most organizations of our size, we don't have a vision statement, we don't have a mission statement. We operate not quite day to day, but certainly year to year. The idea behind these three committees is to create a visioning process, let members of this body craft that vision of where they believe that Missouri should be in the year 2020 around the issues of jobs, health care, and education. And my intent would be to only appoint members to this committee that are first-term state senators, and people like myself that I describe as the same as a jug of milk in the back of your refrigerator. I've got an expiration date written on me. We're not going to be around to begin that process of developing the strategic plan and developing the vision. Those first-term senators, they won't make it to 2020, but they'll be at least around for the beginning of that process. So the first resolution is 302. It's the one that establishes the Missouri Senate Job Creation 2020 Committee, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution 302. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution 302. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution 302. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I would ask that Senate Resolution number 303 be brought before the body.
Senator from Buchanan has moved that Senate Resolution 303 be brought before the body. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is about jobs. This resolution is about Healthy Missourians 2020 committee, and I would move for the adoption of the resolution.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution 303. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Buchanan has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution 303. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution 303. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I would move Senate Resolution number 304 be brought before the body.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Buchanan. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 304. We did jobs. We did health care. This is the one that creates the Educated Workforce 2020 Committee.
Senator from Buchanan has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution 304. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Clay, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Does the senator from Buchanan yield? He does.
Do.
Proceed.
Thank you. I was just looking at the whole Senate resolution, and I know all you're doing is creating some committees here to study these different things. However, This Senate resolution that we're doing is going to guide what they're going to look at, right?
Well, I put in the resolution some guidelines, but frankly, they're pretty wide open, so they're going to be up to the members of the committee to decide how far they want to go. What I believe is that they should craft a vision of what our educated workforce ought to look like in 2020. You know, how many of our students go past high school for some higher education experience, what that workforce looks like, and I think that starts at, frankly, pre-K all the way up through the higher education and postgraduate education system.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to change, because as you know, and we've talked about this in caucus before, it really bothers me, this slow shift that I've seen in education to moving education away from teaching the individual so they have all the opportunities out there as opposed to training little worker bees. And your resolution continually refers to an educated workforce. Well, I hope at some point that they'll land a good-paying job, but really what we're after, I think, is an educated citizenry as opposed to the workforce, because I don't think it's government's job to train workers where economic development directors decide they want them to go. So what I've asked the Senate research table over here to do is if they would change it from an educated workforce to an educated citizenry, and that we would start talking about I mean, we've got our hands full with K-12 to higher education without getting into early childhood. And I would like to change it from the Educated Workforce 2020 Committee to the Educated Citizenry Committee 2020 Committee, and to change some of that. And I would be happy if you want to not spend floor time on this right at the moment, if you lay it over, that I'll talk to you about the changes about it, or otherwise I can talk about it for a while until we get some of the amendments done.
Yeah, I have no problem withdrawing my motion. I know the Center for St. Francis wants to go back and has some other business. He wants. Let me just tell you the essence, and I don't care whether you call it educated citizens or your educated workforce. Where I get at the notion is that people, if you look at the world, people your age and my age in the world, the United States had the highest level of educational attainment of people our age. And then over a period of time, our country has gone down in the percentage of folks that have an education in comparison to the other countries. So we went from you and I being the most educated category of folks in the world in the United States to our young people are the 10th most educated. So in the age category of 25 to 34-year-olds, as percentage, there are 9 countries ahead of us in terms of how many of their students go past high school and receive a baccalaureate degree. And then in Missouri, we're 30th in the nation in that category. And I think if we're ever going to compete in that global market, then I think we have to figure out, you know, how do we not be a 30-something state in terms of how educated our citizens are and how do we end up being a top 10 state. And that's right. Really the notion behind that. And whether you call that an educated workforce or an educated citizenship really, frankly, makes no difference to me because I think the goal is the same.
Well, the thing that I've been concerned about is, for example, when the chancellor of the University of Missouri system, I was talking to him and inquiring about getting through college in 4 years. Because college is expensive. And he looked at me and he said, well, Senator, we don't even look at a 4-year model anymore. We look at a 6-year model. Well, I realize that there are many students who choose or have to work while they go through, but it's also a real nifty way for our higher education facilities to get 20 and 40% increases in tuition just by keeping people there longer. Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble. I will wait. It's right there.
Sergeant at Arms, if you can find it, please have the cell phone removed. There from Hal.
Probably the Lieutenant Governor called him back.
That's right. Senator from Hal's in so much trouble right now. Anyway, let me just work over this and let's move on to something else so that the Senator from St. Francis can do whatever he wants to do.
Just real quick, I think you're going to find a lot of the same concerns. I agree that somehow everything has moved from a 4-year program to a 5-year program to a 6-year program.
Pretty soon it'll be a 40-year program.
The other thing that, if you look at the other countries, the one thing they do really, really well is what I would call the throughput. The people that actually start end up with a degree at the end of 4 years.
Right.
And our, as a nation, we're about half.
Well, and you know, part of that is that there are studies that are showing that to the extent that we can encourage our students to go and actually live on campus in a 4-year environment, there is an 80% greater chance that that student that enters and lives on campus is going to actually graduate in 4 years with a bachelor's degree. But that's been part of my problem and the glory of the community college system. It encourages students to work and live at home, but they are not in an environment where the 4-year degree, the bachelor's degree, is an assumption and everybody just pushes everything that they have to be able to pop out on the other end with that 4-year degree. And somewhere along the way, we stumble and we get lost. Community college is a great thing for some people, but it's not for everybody. I doubt seriously that the Rockefellers and the Kennedys are encouraging their children to go to the local community college as opposed to the local Harvard where you're going to graduate in 4 years.
I went to local community college.
I've passed through the local community college. Actually, my husband taught at a local community college. How long did it take you to get through there?
It took me 2 years at the community college and 2 years at the University of Missouri. So.
And you're a very committed person.
The trick was that my folks pretty much said that's what we're paying for.
Right.
Which was a huge
great incentive, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we're, feel free to bring me your recommendations. We'll let the Senator from St. Francis go on to another piece of business, and hopefully we can come back to this yet today.
I'll get some things done up, and I'll bring them to you and show you what we're up to.
Okay. Mr. President, I withdraw my motion.
Senator from Buchanan withdraws his resolution that places the resolution, his motion. He withdraws his motion that places the resolution back on the calendar. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, could you take us to the order of business of third reading Senate bills and recognize the senator from the fourth?
Senate bills for third reading.
Senate Bill 140.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 140. Senator from the fourth.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 140 be third read and finally passed. Be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the fourth. If many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the fourth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill will facilitate the creation of so-called fathering courts around the state, modeled after the very successful drug court initiative that was pioneered in Jackson County. Jackson County has also been a pioneer with these criminal non-support courts. They have they began, I believe, 8 years ago and have graduated nearly 500 fathers and have saved the state over $3 million. I want to thank the senator from the 14th and the senator from the 5th for also for their assistance on this and also being advocates. Essentially, the bill will do a few things, will accomplish a few goals. It will relieve the overcrowding on the dockets in this regard in many of the urban areas and rural areas as well. Secondly, it will give a lot of people who are currently having a tough time paying child support a way to get back on track and get on back on their feet and reconnect them emotionally and financially with their children. And thirdly, it will save the state a tremendous amount of money, both in savings, not having to pay social service, public assistance, TANF benefits to the mother once the father resumes payment. And then finally, the cost of incarceration are about 8 times the cost of court supervised provision, so we can save about $1.5 million per year. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Senator from the fourth moves the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 140 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Dent, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire briefly of the senator from the fourth?
Does the senator from the fourth yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I understand what you're doing here. Have you got any programs out there or anything that's documented as to the success rate of what this program is?
Yes, we do. Jackson County has implemented this program, and the commissioner of the so-called fathering court in Jackson County was one of our people who testified here on behalf of the bill. We've got prosecutors who have worked in that court, the Supreme Court, the Child Support Enforcement Division, people who have been engaged and participants in the operation of the court in Jackson County all came and either testified or helped us in the formulation of this bill.
What success rate did they think they had?
They have graduated. They didn't give us an exact percentage. They said they believe it was somewhere around 2/3 of the fathers had participated successfully. Nearly 500 fathers have graduated from their programs and they've saved the state, and they have paid $3 million. The fathers who have graduated have paid $3 million in support payments, people who had not been paying at all prior to their participation in the course.
Is this specific to individuals that have been incarcerated, or is it prior to incarceration?
It is specific to individuals who are nonviolent. Right now, there are many individuals who are nonviolent offenders who have received felony convictions for criminal non-support, many of whom have had to serve jail time. Obviously, when they're in jail, they can't pay their child support from there. Once they get out of jail, they're having a tough time finding work, particularly in today's economy. The last people who are going to get hired are people who are coming out of jail. So it is only for nonviolent offenders.
Okay. The reason I'm leading you down this path is because I wanted to segue my way into a program that's already out there that's been very successful in doing this very same thing called the March Mediation Program. And the March Mediation Program allows for people to come together with mediators between divorced families that are usually behind in their child support, but also have some other issues probably that are surrounding the reason they're behind in the child support. And it allows them the ability to consult with a mediator to try to work their differences out so that they are able to go ahead and make the payment. And that has had a national study where it's been 70% successful getting people to increase the amount and be on a more timely basis of their abilities to go ahead and make those payments. And we have that currently in the state. In fact, it's funded out of the child support collection fees of which the department has, Department of Social Services has. And it's been a very successful program. I see that this program would be very equal or much like.
The two programs, Senator, have actually worked in tandem. They've been working in concert in Jackson County. And we actually considered taking the savings, the $1.5 million annual projected savings, and putting it towards the mediation program because it's been so successful, but we decided to just leave it open and have it go back into GR.
I can understand the purpose behind that too, but I appreciate the fact that you're aware of the March Mediation Program. I want my colleagues to continue to be aware of the March Mediation Program, one that's been very successful in the state, and I think that this could serve to be successful as well.
Unfortunately, it's been slightly cut in the budget this year. So
we in the legislature have the ability to formulate the budget of the state.
Yeah, and even though it increases collections by about 20%, so hopefully we can work together to reinstate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the first, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire, Senator from the fourth.
Senator from the fourth, yield.
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I apologize that I didn't ask you this question during perfection. The establishment of the criminal non-support court, are there any new judges?
There are no new judges created.
There are no new judges
created.
How are they able to then clear off dockets?
Well, one of the things about these types of cases, they can be very time-consuming. There can be not just a lot of paperwork, but a lot of personal time in trying to get, the mother into court. And a lot of these people who are going through this type of situation need vocational training, GED courses, substance abuse training, perhaps parental counseling. And so it can be very time consuming. What we're hoping to do is to steer them, like the drug courts, steer them all into one court with one person who is already a judge in a particular circuit who specializes in that field, who has the relationship with the constellation of nonprofit organizations that will surround a program like this. We have some wonderful nonprofits in the city. There's one, for example, called the Employment Connection. There's something similar to that in Kansas City, and what that would specifically do would be to hook up graduates from a program like this with companies that are looking to hire entry-level workers. So there are connections that can be made that certain judges may have and may develop as a result of working in a court like this for a couple of years that can, I think, be very beneficial and can really streamline the process as opposed to just having hundreds or even thousands of these cases crowd up, you know, the broader docket.
So there won't be any, as the drug court administrators or commissioners that were created, you know, to handle that caseload. There's nothing in the plan.
We're not creating anything. No, we're not creating any.
Because you did have a positive fiscal note on this bill, right?
$1.5 million annually.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Tim.
I've already been made aware of the fact that there will be no more judges for 8 years.
There you go. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator from the 4th, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from the 4th has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 140 be third read and finally passed. Be third read and passed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail will vote aye. Those to the contrary will vote no. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 140, an act relating to criminal non-support. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Dave, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from Dent. Senator from Dent votes aye. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th votes aye. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th votes aye. Senator from Nottoway. Senator from Nottoway votes aye. Senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 2nd votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from St. Clair. Senator from St. Clair votes aye. Senator from Stoddard. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from St. Francis. As an aye. Senator from Webster. No, you are not, Senator. Senator from Webster votes aye. Ayes, 0 nays. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfections motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, can we go to the order of business? Senate bills for perfection, the informal calendar, and Senate Bill 37.
Senate bills for perfection, informal calendar, Senate Bill 37, Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 37 with Amendment 1 pending be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lawrence. If many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are on the motion of the Senator from the 10th for the passage of Senate Amendment 1, which places an Assistant Public Defender on the Public Defender Commission. Does she need to restate her motion?
Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I renew my motion. I renew my
Senator
motion.
Senator from the 10th has renewed her motion that Senate Amendment 1 be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have had the opportunity to think about this amendment over the last couple of weeks and have decided that any concerns that there may be about a conflict can simply be handled the way they're handled already. I think it's a great amendment, and I would encourage my fellow colleagues to vote in favor of it.
Senator from the 10th has renewed her motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1. We are back on the Senate Committee Substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on the Senate Committee Substitute? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Lawrence has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37 as amended. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 37 be ordered, perfected, and printed.
Senator from Lawrence has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37 be perfected and printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Lawrence renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 37 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of announcement.
Announcements.
I have an announcement, Mr. President.
St. Francis.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your work. We told you what we do if we go home, and we did it. Let's go home. Tomorrow we're going back to the formal calendar at 10, and we will be doing 2 days tomorrow. So we'll go to that and probably at some point take up some consent bills when they're available to be dealt with. Thank you.
Further announcements. Seeing no further announcements, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. As many are the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 25th, 2009.